USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Let's take a look at the heavy rains in North Texas.
At least one person is dead and dozens of others had to be rescued after record rainfall soaked North Texas. A 60-year-old woman died when floodwaters swept her vehicle away. One section of East Dallas received more than 15 inches of rain in 24 hours. A state of disaster was declared shortly after. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport recorded the second wettest 24-hour period ever. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Dr. Anthony Fauci announced Monday he is stepping down in December after 54 years of public service. A Florida man, 62-year-old Stephen Alford, who pled guilty to attempting to defraud a family member of Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, was sentenced by a federal judge on Monday to 63 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Sentencing for the convict was delayed 5 times before yesterday's sentencing. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the Russian invasion of its neighbor Ukraine enters the six-month threshold, the Biden administration claims Moscow has no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to the war in Ukraine. National Security Council official Admiral John Kirby on Newsmax.
Sadly, no. In fact, just in the last day or so, we've heard from the Kremlin that they have no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to this war and every intention, quite the contrary, to continuing to prosecute this war against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. And that's obviously regrettable for everybody around the world, not just the people in Ukraine. Mr. Putin should do the right thing by getting out now, pulling his troops out, sitting down in good faith with President Zelensky and ending this unprovoked invasion that he himself started now 6 months ago.
Former basketball player Dennis Rodman is going to Russia in an attempt to free basketball player Brittany Griner.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.